Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, October 16th, through Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. October 16th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, a leader makes decisions for all his followers. His decisions can be either good or bad. If you are given the opportunity to choose a leader, such as you are in this free nation, make certain you are choosing a leader who will embrace your freedoms. Take, for instance, the controversy over your right to bear arms. That is in your Constitution, in the Second Amendment. Your forefathers wanted to protect this right of yours. They fled from a land where they were not allowed to have guns. Be very certain that you protect this right in the choice of leadership you support. In the face of anarchy these days, this is very important. It is your right as a citizen to choose a leader who embraces the Constitution. I can only advise you of the many choices you face, some good, others evil. You must research your options first and then pray. Pray to choose the candidates who will make good choices for you, choices that support your freedoms, which so many have died for, choices which embrace the truth. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 3. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 17th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, once again, I tell you, do not believe or be misled by polls in this presidential race. An official poll does not represent what is in hearts across America. Have faith that all things are possible, and keep praying. Remember always that it is Satan who is the king of lies. As with everything in life, you must search out the truth and cling to it with courage. This is true not only in politics, but in all your choices in life. The truth of my commandments must be your standard. My commandments are the rule of life I ask you to cling to in order to help you to make righteous decisions. Every choice bears its own consequences. In this particular election, the stakes are high. Satan is confounded by those who are tenacious in the truth. Do not be manipulated by a figurehead who seems to have the polls in his favor. Put your choice to good use. Be my instrument in the world. Assist me in helping to build up my kingdom on earth. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 24. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 18th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, rest in my arms. Recline in my heart. Do not let these troubling times take a toll on the peace in your hearts. The present moment melts into the next present moment. Persevere in trust and in holy love. Know that I am always with you. I am your provision. Lack of trust is the bad fruit of trusting too much in yourself. Alone you will fail. Together we can change the heart of the world. To trust in me means you no longer give in to selfish ambition, love of power, or blind trust in evil people. Allow me to deliver you of all of that. Believe in my grace, which transforms and delivers you. Then you will plainly see that lawlessness is not of me. It is a surrender to sin. Sanctuaries of sin are the devil's folly. Children, pursue peace." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 4 through 8. "Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. Anyone who abides in him does not sin. Anyone who sins has not seen him, nor has he known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who does right is righteous, as he is righteous. He who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." Another note is given to read Psalm 23, 1 through 6. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 19th, 2020. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, each person's heart is his own kingdom. As with any kingdom, there are marauders seeking to destroy it. In this case today, the election, the vandals are the mass media who are trying to capture the heart of man, the nation, and the world with untruth. Therefore, it is important that each heart defines the truth and tenaciously clings to it. The truth is my commandments, which have outlined for you the way to your salvation. Ideas which compromise this goal are evil and must not be acted upon. Untruths, when given credence through mass media, tear down the walls of the hearts struggling to decide what is truth and what is not. I am the author of truth, of my commandments. I do not, nor never will, support anarchy, sanctuaries of violence, or oppose a person's right to protect himself. I do not support any attempt to destroy the foundation of history, which is the basis of support of the heart of this country. Only evil would encourage and support such things. As author of the commandments, I would never encourage lawlessness. Keep these truths in mind in every future moment. I am the truth. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 2, 7 through 11. Beloved, I am writing you so no new commandment, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new commandment, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in the darkness still. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and in it there is no cause for stumbling. But he who hates his brother is in the darkness, and walks in the darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 21st, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I come to remind you that I expect you to have structure in your lives. All your thoughts, words, and deeds need to be in compliance to my commandments. The entire idea of lawlessness is the submission to sin. Therefore, while the lawless one may think he is following his rightful free will, he is, in fact, under total control of Satan. Furthermore, the whole idea of weakening the police and taking away people's right to defend themselves is a recipe for chaos. Law and order is not a political issue, as some would have it. It is a necessity to peace of mind and soul. The radicals feel called to make an uproar in society. The results of this would cost many lives and souls. Once again, I call you to holy love and peace. This is the path to unity of spirit. This is the way to your own salvation." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. "Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. October 22nd, 2020. The Feast of Pope St. John Paul II. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "More and more, my faithful remnant is being defined by the evil all around them. Now you have sanctuaries of sin in the world, where those who live in sin go unchallenged by authorities. Even worse and more far-reaching is the Pope's approval of homosexuality. He is approving of the same sin that chose my wrath in Sodom and Gomorrah. This has far-reaching effects on the whole world. Pray that this Pope realizes he is the Vicar of Christ, a symbol of obedience to my commandments in the world. He is leading millions astray. Moreover, he is listening to the wrong spirit, and in this decision, he is not infallible. Once again, children, I warn you, do not obey just title. Pay heed to the fruits of what those in authority stand for. These are nefarious times. Truth is a victim. A note is given to read Psalm 4:2-3. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Another note is given to read 2 Thessalonians 2:13-15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.